Good morning. Thanks for tuning in to the Beth Wee Radio Hour, an hour dedicated to helping you find connection so you can live your best life.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Beth Walsh Erickson in the studio today with my partner in crime, Lee Kimball. How are you doing today, Lee?
I am well, Beth. I am well, thank you.
And it's exciting today because we have another friend in the studio with us. We have Doctor of Oriental Medicine and acupuncture physician Kate Hoffman is in the house. Hello, Kate.
And a fabulous day it is. Hello, Beth.
It is a fabulous day. And, you know, we've been talking for many months, many years, actually, about different things that help people. And one of the things that I think is a underutilized option, tool, is called NET. It's neuro-emotional technique. You've heard me talk about it. Many of you listening that listen regularly, you hear me talk about it here and there. Today we decided to ask Kate Hoffman to come in because she's a provider of NET. She's done some work with the person who came up with NET. And we just thought maybe we could get some good information out there to help you decide if it's something you should pursue or something that would help someone you love. You know, Beth Wee is all about people that have been impacted by addiction. Not everybody listening to us has been impacted personally by addiction, but certainly everybody listening knows somebody who has a problem with too much of something, whether it's too much of drinking, drugging, gambling, bad relationships, pursuing bad relationships, whatever it is. Addiction has become a pretty common part of life right now. And we work on bringing tools to people to help them overcome and more than survive, live a wonderful life.
Well, and more than that, Beth, well, not necessarily more than that, but as it said in the intro to the show, helping people live their best lives.
Yeah, thrive.
Exactly.
We want you to thrive. So, Kate, we're here to talk to you today about neuro-emotional technique, NET.
Which, by the way, Kate has been recognized for her excellence in the field.
She has, actually, very recently. And she made significant contributions to the education of participants just this year with the man who started NET. True.
Yes,
there was Scott Walker.
Scott Walker and his wife Deb.
Yeah,
he's a chiropractor, and basically, how did he come up with NET and why? Well, he kept seeing people with reoccurring issues, and he's one of those people who learns a lot. He went to a lot of classes, and then he realized that if you combined a couple of things, and then he learned about Oriental medicine, that you could actually get some of the stressors out of the tissue. And the stressors would make the reoccurring problems.
I see. Well, you know, when I looked at the, I wanted to do some, you know, background info so that we'd have it. And it basically, NET is based on a proven combination of the latest scientific research, so that's what Scott's looking at, coupled with centuries-old techniques for healing. And there's a relationship between a body's stress, environment, nutrition, and structural integrity, and NET addresses all of those things. I mean, that's pretty major. Think about just what I said, you know, stress, environment, and environments can be toxic now. You know, what's going on around you, whether it's chemically toxic, so physiologically, or whether it's emotionally toxic, it can be emotionally toxic or stressing, you know, and then nutrition and structural integrity, you know, just what you're made of.
Well, it ties even more basically to me. It's that the three cores, physical, emotional, and spiritual.
Yeah.
You know, a combination of the three, an approach that addresses all three.
Yeah. Now, you told me a story once about Scott Walker, about a woman that he had worked on realigning her spine over weeks. And those of you that go to chiropractors kind of know what that's about. You go in and you get treated and... And the whole point is to get back into alignment.
Right.
And she was finally, like, really great, as I recall the story that you told me. She was finally really wonderful. You know, her spine was in line, and he was saying goodbye, and he was talking with her and whoever was driving her. And he said, "I can't believe the difference between today and what it was like when you came in." and he mentioned, I think it was a car accident or something that she had had that had started the problem, or that's what he recalled. But as he mentioned the problem, she went out of alignment.
There you go.
Standing right in front of him, he watched her go out of alignment. And he was like, and just as she was reliving it emotionally in her head, just as he just remembering what was going on, she went out of alignment. And he was shocked.
And intrigued.
And horrified. He wanted to be able to help her keep the healing.
Mm.
And so I think that's when the beginning of NET, is that kind of how the story would say? Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, he's one of those people, if he can't help everybody, he will dig and find a way to do something so that he can help his every single last patient. He's one of those people. He's fantastic. Very, very nice man.
It sounds fantastic.
Yeah, he's been a chiropractor for 50 years now this year. And NET has been taught for 25.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Yeah, I think it was 1988 when he started to develop it.
Yeah.
And he changed it a lot in 2000, from what I read. He did a lot more. He's come to more understanding. And as he probably works with people and sees what works and what lasts, it's an amazing thing.
And it's ongoing that scientific research is being done about NET. Right now, they're finishing off a study basically at Johnson University in Pittsburgh. The medical doctors are doing functional MRIs before and after NET, and the blood work has been sent to Harvard for research, for seeing if the blood work is different, and they are right now in the final stages of this scientific research study, and they are in the process of writing the articles for the medical journals, and all they could tell us was that the researchers that they had never seen functional MRIs so different before or after anything as they have done.
Isn't that amazing?
And so this is very mainstream.
It is. Dr. Walker says whatever cannot be proven scientifically, he takes out of the technique.
Wow.
And it's a very, very scientifically proven technique. He wants to stand on the footing of scientific research, and it's not voodoo.
Right.
And
right.
It's really, really powerful.
Well, you know, NET uses like five different things, Lee. It uses muscle testing, like in applied kinesiology. So, I mean, he went there.
Okay.
And then he went to the physiology of emotions. And it's kind of funny, but when you have an emotion, your body has a reaction. You've heard of like having butterflies in your stomach?
Oh, yes, yes.
Well, that's talking about how your body feels about an emotion that you're having.
Or a negative emotion causing me sick to my stomach.
Right, right. And you'll say, you know, I feel, you know, like just the butterflies in your stomach. It's an easy one to kind of look at. And then the Pavlovian response, that you do this when this happens, you do this.
Pavlov's dogs, I remember it from college.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, because we get conditioned responses that are physical and emotional. They're physical and emotional. And NET can help the body get rid of the automatic responses. Believe it or not, it can interrupt those Pavlovian, the things that have been you've been trained. When I hear this, I respond like this.
Change your defaults.
Well, think of this. When you talk to somebody and they say, when I'm around my husband's drinking, I shut down.
Okay.
That's a conditioned response.
An emotional response.
So as soon as the alcohol comes out, the shutdown happens. The alcohol, the shutdown. The alcohol, the shutdown. This is NET can actually get in there and help them make a change there. And when things change, especially in any addiction situation, when things change, things change. You know, when one person changes what their response is, things around will start to change. It's a natural thing. But that Pavlovian response, I think, is pretty exciting, you know, that they can interrupt that. And then he does use acupuncture meridians, doesn't he,
yes.
Kate?
Yes, he does.
And he embraced that. He went to people that he knew that were using those as a regular, you know, it's centuries old healing, you know, 5,000 years old, 1,500 to 5,000 years old or something, you know. And these meridians, you don't really think about what they are, but like, I'm trying to think of what, like, grief is tied to your lungs, right?
Yes.
I remember that one because I remember when I was grieving somebody, Kate was talking to me about my lungs. And it was important for me to pay attention to my breathing, and that when I worked on breathing, like just did breathing exercises, I was able to work through the grief. And it doesn't have to be the grief of losing someone. It can be the grief of a broken relationship or grief of whatever kind of grief. But that's an acupuncture treatment. You know, anger, when you're angry a lot, you know, that has to do with your liver.
Yes.
So sorry for you drinkers out there. Don't get mad because your liver's already taxed. So, you know, but, you know, that kind of thing. And then the last thing is memory response. The last part of what this doctor was looking at. So he took these five things, memory responses based on Freudian teaching, that like when you remember this from your childhood, you feel this now,
yeah,
even though it happened a long time ago.
And it's all about emotional reality. It doesn't mean it has to be a reality. Let's say you and I are driving in the car, Beth, and mm-hmm. I know you love animals, I love animals, and from afar we see a dead animal on the street, let's say a dead dog. Mm-hmm. And both of our hearts are going to fall into our stomachs and we feel really bad and maybe have a tear in our eyes. So our emotional reality is there's a dog on the street that's dead. And then we drive towards this lump on the street, and when we come near, we see it's a plastic bag. It's a garbage bag. But our emotional reality for that time was there was a dead dog on the street and we had that emotional response.
Gotcha.
And if we're not in a very good place, this stressor of having seen a dead dog on the street could lodge itself in some of our tissue.
That is an excellent example. That's an excellent example of how the emotional response doesn't have to be real necessarily. It's what you perceive.
Yeah.
And what you perceive is real to your body.
So if I may ask a question. So the emotion, once you just realize that it is not a dog, that it's a plastic bag, will that emotion linger?
It depends. If you're in a very uneven state, the emotion might linger and it might lodge somewhere in the body, and then with any tea you can get it out of it. It can trigger
later.
You at some later point. Let's say at some other point you get triggered by something and that same emotion comes up but stronger, and it's connected to that.
Yeah, it's like the stress responds in a behavior. And the NET can interrupt and break that cycle of the stress going to the behavior. Does that make sense?
Well, it's the same as what we speak of often, but different.
Yeah. So we're talking about NET today. We have Dr. Kate Hoffman in the office with us, and we have a lot to tell you. This therapy is something that might be able to really help somebody you love or maybe help you. Stay tuned. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to the Beth Wee Radio Hour. Don't forget to check in at www.bethwee.com for more insights and information on how to connect in this big, crazy world. www.bethwee.com gives you dates of upcoming seminars, video teachings for those seeking recovery, tools for finding peace of mind, and Beth's blog, Thoughts to Challenge Your Complacent Thinking. Next time you're online, check out www.bethwee.com. Look for us on Facebook as well. We want you to live your priorities.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to the Beth Wee Radio Hour. We're here to just help you find tools that make your life better. And today we have a special guest. Lee and I are in the studio with Dr. Kate Hoffman. She's an acupuncture physician, and she's pretty well versed in this NET, neuroemotional technique. It is one way to treat old things and actually find things that are slowing you down. Sometimes, Kate, when you have somebody come in for NET, I mean, I'm one of them. When Kate was studying, I was one of her guinea pigs, too. So it was kind of fun. She would say things, and I'd be like, oh, Kate, come on, that is not possible. Because I tend to be scientifically based. I like to see the results based on science. So when she was working, I mean, we were in her office, and she was doing some things. And she would say something, and I was like, oh, Kate, that is not possible. And then, sure enough, it would unfold right there in front of me. And I was shocked. I was like, oh, my gosh. Some of the things that unfolded in her office during that time, I called my siblings, my older brothers and sisters, and said, hey, when did this happen? And they would go, oh, boy, that was, oh, you know, oh, you were the first baby that, you know, and I would be like, oh, man, that's what Kate said, you know, and I would be like, I can't believe that this is really happening.
It's like
this,
revelation.
You know? It was like, okay, she knew. And what was funnier, it's stranger yet when I say funnier, stranger, is that I knew because I had stored the emotional memory package in my physiological self.
So would you say that you knew, but you weren't aware?
Yeah, I knew, but I wasn't aware. And what's true is that with NET, one of the simplest things, and maybe this is too simple, and you can fix it if it is, Kate, okay. But one of the simplest things is that, you know, responses to stress, like fear, anger, grief, can affect us long after the original event they came from. And when we don't let go of these responses, we get different things. We get like aversions or self-sabotaging behaviors, or we get things that we do that may be a bad belief, a faulty belief, a false belief that we believe strongly. It could be maybe a phobia. You could maybe develop a phobia, yeah. or a chronic physical reaction. When this comes up, you feel tired immediately. Mm-hmm. That's a chronic physical reaction. Your body is just responding to something stored in it. And it sounds crazy, but it can be stored for many years. And what the NET does is it allows you to approach it and eradicate it in like a very simple office procedure that is quick, generally painless. I mean, I have had like emotional kind of like afterwards I'm tired.
After, like an emotional hangover.
Yeah, kind of like that. I have had that. But mostly I'm able to let go of things that may have been standing in my way that I didn't even realize were problems for me.
Absolutely. And what I really like about NET is it's not therapy. Mm. I mean, I'm an acupuncture physician. I'm not a licensed mental health counselor or a psychologist, but it helps us get rid of things in a manner that is very safe. You cannot get re-traumatized with NET. And I need to stress that because if anybody has ever heard of things like EMDR has you relive trauma. Mm-hmm. NET does not.
No.
So I need to stress that because then I wouldn't be using it in my office as an acupuncture physician.
Right.
Often when we have reoccurring pains or imbalances in our body, it is because a stressor is stuck in that area. And with NET, within a few minutes, we can get that stressor out and it doesn't come back. There might be a different facet of the same problem, but the same problem never comes back.
That's amazing.
So now you are a doctor of Oriental medicine, acupuncture, but this does not involve any of the acupuncture process with the needles.
There's no needles with NET. NET involves muscle testing. It involves breathing, which is good for everybody, actually.
You know, I try and make
breathing.
A habit of it.
Once in a while, you know. But it's really, really simple. And if anybody wants to research it online, it's netmindbody.com. And on the first page, there's actually a fast version of a relief. It's called FAST, and it's not fasting. Don't worry, it doesn't mean you can't eat anymore. But it's basically, if you feel very upset about something, do that procedure. You know, it is not NET itself, but it is a fast version of helping you out of a funk.
And once again, that was netmindbody.com.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Can you tell us about FAST, what that is?
FAST is basically leaning on the knowledge of NET and Oriental medicine, and basically it has you hook up, put fingers on pulse points, and then put your hand on the forehead, and then you breathe deeply. And basically you'll see a little video on that page. And it helps you, let's say you just feel in a funk and you don't know how to get out of it and you can't get in with an NET practitioner to work on it. It's worth doing it.
It's worth giving it a try.
It's worth giving it a try. I sometimes do it in the morning. It sets me up for the day. It calms me down. It's a wonderful little technique to have in the back pocket. Everybody could have a look at that and try it.
Because sometimes we get stuck in stress patterns in our mind.
Exactly.
And you don't even really, you might feel kind of out of it or not yourself or or on edge or something like that. And this is something, what you're saying is if you go with the FAST, and that's at netmindbody.com,
yes.
You can go through what they say, and it may help you relieve the stressor.
Yeah, for it's like a 911 version.
Okay.
And then you try to get in and get a real NET practitioner work on you, hopefully who's certified.
And are there people that do it that aren't certified?
Well, you can.
I know that sounds terrible to me to say, but
you can basically do it with just doing the basic class. But I always, you know, want to learn as much as possible. And I just came back from coaching at a certification seminar. So I was invited by the Walkers to be one of the coaches at the certification seminar. And there are levels of certification. The longer you've been doing it and the more classes and tests you take.
I see.
And, you know, NET helps with so many different things. I had a lady come in a couple of weeks ago with sciatica, of all things. No, nobody thinks that has anything to do with stress when they limp in there.
Yeah.
And I said, do you have an open mind? And she said, yes. And she was sent by a friend, so I knew I could lean myself out a little bit more than somebody who had never heard from me and who wasn't pushed by somebody else and said, you do whatever she says. And we did NET. And within 10 minutes, she got up from my one chair to the other chair. And she looked at me and she had this weird look on her face saying, what's going on? And I said, what do you mean? She said, the sciatica is 80% better.
Yeah.
And all I had done until that point was NET.
Yeah.
And she was blown away, and she has become a total proponent of NET. She comes in with lists and that she wants to clear out, and her sciatica is completely gone with a combination of NET and acupuncture.
I think that that's really important that we get that out, because some of the pains that you're having in your body, some of the physiological pains, are stored emotions from years gone by. And what I know, it sounds crazy, and I am just right there with you. If you're listening and going, it's time for me to turn this off, this is getting crazy, I am right there with you. But I'll tell you what, I've witnessed it, and I've watched it happen. I've watched it happen for myself. I've also watched it happen with many people. I've sent many people to have NET, and I'll tell you what, it changes their lives, because it's kind of like there's broken parts that we know. I mean, you might not be conscious of it, but your body knows that you had a painful time back then, and it's storing it, and there's a way out, and it's quick, and it's easy, and
safe.
And it's safe. And, you know, for some of the people listening, I have to be honest, there's some that I know that have had serious dysfunction throughout their whole lives. Maybe you were the child of an active alcoholic, and maybe you're in your 60s right now, but you grew up in a home that was, you were hiding alcoholism, and maybe throughout your life you've dealt with people that are alcoholic throughout your life, whether it's spouses or children or neighbors or good friends or whatever it is. There's some broken parts there that you've been just dealing with on and on. And I'm telling you, NET can get in and heal some of those things. Little wounds that you don't even know you've been tripping over for years. And you don't know until all of a sudden they're gone.
Mm.
And you start to respond to life in a little different manner. You know, we're talking today about NET, Neuro-Emotional Technique. Our guest today is Dr. Kate Hoffman, an acupuncture physician in town who practices NET. She is going to have some more things to tell you. We're going to take a little break for the news. We'll come back with the 5 on 5, and then we're right back into it. Stay tuned.